And this week's parsha, there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, the understanding of the mitzvahs of karbonos, why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of karbonos. And the Rambam, which the Ramban disagrees vehemently with, says that the reason is because Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in a state of the Avodah Zarah, which was they were used to the concept that a human being could connect to a higher being through the process of karbonos. So truthfully, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if everything would have been the way the Baruch Hashem wanted in a certain sense, we would not have karbonos. But since you can't ask a human being to go from what they're used to something which is extremely different than what they're used to, the mashal that he gives is the same way. If we were to be told that the way we serve Kodesh Baruch Hu is not by davening to him, not by fasting, not by calling out to him, just to sit and contemplate, and if you do any of those things, you'd be punished, we'd find it very difficult to be mismodeid, to deal with that, because that's not what we're used to. So similarly, so to go from, even though preferably there should not have been karbonos, the Rambam says, but so to go to that would have been very difficult. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a, as it were, a concession to human frailty and allowed karbonos, and sublimated the concept of the karbonos into a mitzvah. The Rambam then continues and says, so why you could ask me, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu was not really happy with the idea of karbonos, as it were, so why didn't he just step in and intervene in the nature of Klal Yisrael and make us not feel in any way bound to the idea of karbonos? And by doing so, we will not have to do this process which the Baruch Hu was not happy with. So he says, well, you could ask a similar question, that we know Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and the proper path to take them would be Derek Eretz Plishtim. But the pasuk says Rashi did not take us Derek Eretz Plishtim because Rashi was afraid that Penyanochim Ma'om. So why don't you just ask me the Rashi should take us Derek Eretz Plishtim, which is the right way to go to Eretz Yisrael, and make sure we won't be Yanochim, that we won't get scared. Or I could ask you that Rashi gives Schar and Arnish as motivations for mitzvahs. Just make us want to do mitzvahs. Forget about the Schar and Arnish. And from all of these, it says it's obvious that it's clear that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not want to change the nature of man. The Rosh did not want to, in any way, he's willing to change every element of Teva that there is. The sun can go up, the sun can go down, the sun can go backwards, it can rain where there's not supposed to be rain, it could have thunder or lightning where there's not supposed to be thunder or lightning, everything. But one thing is inviolate, and that is that the Baruch Hu will not touch the nature of man. The Baruch Hu made man with his challenges, with his weaknesses, with his frustrations, and that's all part of the Baruch Hu's divine purpose of giving us these challenges and working, we're learning how to overcome them and to sublimate them. So our goal isn't to rid ourselves of desire. Our goal is to use our desire for the right purposes, to sublimate it. Our goal is to overcome it when we're not supposed to use it. Our goal is to use anger properly. Our goal is to find an outlet for my intensity, which is proper, and otherwise not. Russian didn't want it, we shouldn't have it at all. He would have eradicated it from us. Russian wants us to have it and work with it. So moving from the idea of karbonos to this a general concept, and the Baruch Hu has a very, very significant reason why he made us the way he made us, with all of our weaknesses and our concerns and our frustrations and our issues. And the Baruch Hu is not going to change that, because it's exactly how he wants us. So, sometimes we're frustrated, like why we are the way we are, etc. The answer is because that's how the Baruch Hu wanted us to be. And that should be, in many ways, a comforting thought, because we're exactly the way the Baruch Hu wanted us to be created. Keep that in mind. We will work with the way we are, with our nature, and Baruch Hu overcome it. Have a good Shabbos.